That was a bit of last year's Oneida Nation Powwow, and we're exploring the Native American culture and tradition and what to expect at this year's powwow that starts today. It is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. There is dancing, the rumbling of drums, a collective celebration of being connected to Native American heritage. A powwow is a social gathering for Native American tribes and each of the 11 federally recognized American Indian nations here in Wisconsin host powwows. Have you been to a powwow before? What do you love about these celebrations? Is it the music, the dancing, the food, the cultural exchange, or is it something else? We want to hear about your experiences and gather your questions. Join in at 800-642-1234. Art Skenendor is MC of the 47th annual Oneida Nation Powwow this weekend. He's also the principal and athletic director of Oneida Nation High School. Art, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So the Oneida Nation's powwow, long, long tradition, almost 50 years old. Can you tell us about how this powwow got started?
Well, actually, there was a set of powwows that occurred in the community before the 47th annual. The 47th annual was the first one held on the grounds of the Norbert Hill Center.
Huh.
And so for the last 47 years, it started for the purposes of really celebrating our identity and bringing forth the relationship between all the tribes as well. And I'm going to date myself, but I remember that first powwow. And going forward to today, it continues to grow, it continues to thrive, and it continues to celebrate our family relationships and our relationships with the surrounding tribes of Wisconsin as well.
Well, as you date yourself, you must have been a very young person at that time when you saw your first powwow. What is it like for little ones who go to powwows and take that in, take that tradition in?
Well, it's really, when you look at our categories of dance, we for every powwow, we always honor what we call our tiny tot category, and those are the 5 years and younger. And it's really, at that point, it's really also honoring the parents, because the parents want to make sure that these young people begin their footsteps, we say, in the circle of this gathering. And so it's really about families coming together, making sure that if you were to walk around Oneida, you would find families that are preparing their tiny tots, getting ready for this gathering as well. So it's from, in our language, we call it Ladiksasun and Danu Ladikstahoko, from the youngest to the oldest. That's what we celebrate.
What tribes will be participating?
Last year, the last few years, I know there was over 20 to 30 different tribes coming from different areas. Because when you have a powwow like this, it really is also a signal for families to also call their families back to their community. So wherever they might be, you know, on any given weekend, a lot of families will come back just to celebrate family reunions as well. In this particular gathering, there's also a number of memorial dances for family members that have passed on. So it really becomes a real celebration of nations, what we call the Turtle Island, because we'll have tribes from California to Florida to First Nations territory in Canada to, you know, right downtown Oneida as well.
It kind of sounds like a coming home celebration in a way.
Absolutely.
We're learning about the Oneida Nation's powwow this weekend from Art Skenendor, the event's MC. We also want to hear from you. Are you taking part in the powwow's dance competition? Or perhaps you'll be singing or drumming? Are you planning to go to watch as a spectator? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Art, is this powwow a fundraiser in any way for the tribe? Does it help support programs or services?
Well, it does support programs and services, because it allows also, as I mentioned, it's a coming home opportunity, so we'll have many family reunions. So there's lots of craft stands. So it really creates the opportunity for the entrepreneur, the craft person, to celebrate their craft with all the people that come. Different families, for example, have food stands that they come together and support as a food vendor. So each one of those events in itself within those family units provides the support that the families share with each other. It might be for opportunities for the family to gather. It might be for special events. So it really is an opportunity to support. And we have informational booths, for example, of all the tribal nations services, the United Nations services that are also provided. And it gives everybody a snapshot because this is an event that's we welcome the public to come. It's an opportunity for everybody to visit, to share in that relationship, and really provide that good feeling of having that opportunity to come together around song and dance and food and relationship.
Can you tell us a little bit about the food, specifically fry bread?
Fry bread is one of those pieces of, I guess you could say, of tradition that every community has some version of fry bread. And for that opportunity, a lot of people come just for a meal. They have different corn soups. They have different types of fry bread with what they call fruit jams on top of them. Mm. They have some that are sprinkled with maple sugar. So if you're looking to enjoy a good meal on an afternoon, some people drive out just to come to the powwow just for that opportunity to enjoy that meal for the day. So we certainly invite everybody to come out and experience. And for those that that are just wanting to look at crafts, one of the there is a, I guess you could say, a row of craft stands behind the powwow that goes all the way around in a horseshoe.
Yeah.
And you can find just about any type of art and craft and paintings and clothing, anything that you're looking for, you can find at the United Nations Powwow.
Well, Art, we started by hearing a few seconds of drumming and singing from last year's powwow. How do drummers and singers work together? What is that like?
Well, when you think of a song, any type of song, there's always a verse and there's a chorus. And in our songs are no different. When you look at the songs that we use for these type of events, they're social songs. You look at every one of our drums, they're composers. When you think of the original music of this Western Hemisphere, there'll be songs with words in that tell a story. There'll be songs that are in some ways what you might call vocal. They're straight songs with no words but melody. But each one of those has a history to it. And sometimes you'll hear a song that you haven't heard in 20 years. Being around this circle for a while, in my own experience, I've learned from some of the best mentors in this circle in terms of singers. And so it really is a celebration of new songs, old songs, and it's dancing, provides the background for dancers to enjoy each other's company.
Art Skenendoer is MC of the 47th Annual Oneida Nation Powwow. We're learning about it. Gets underway today. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Have you been to a powwow? What is that experience like? What is memorable? We'll be back for more Wisconsin Weekend in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. That is sound from last year's Oneida Nation Powwow. We're learning about what to expect from this year's event. It gets underway today, runs through the weekend. I have vivid memories of attending powwows as a kid at the Minneapolis American Indian Center in the late 70s, early 80s. My dad took me, and he had a business near the center. I vividly recall the regalia, and I would stare wide-eyed in a corner of the gym just taking it all in because it touched all the senses. What do you remember from your very first powwow? How did it make you feel? Share your experience at 800-642-1234. Art Skenendoor stays with us. He is the master of ceremonies at this year's Oneida Nation Powwow, which starts today in Oneida, Wisconsin. So, Art, take us to the grand entry. You know, dancing is a big part of powwows. It starts with the grand entry. Tell us about that.
Well, there's lots of different stories about the origin of the grand entry. Some look back to the days of the first time that the rodeo shows, and they say that grand entry started there. But I had the opportunity to visit many years ago with a mentor of mine who shared the story that really when our tribal nations visited each other, they would always have protocol of walking. You know, they would address each other in such a way that they would come in to that visit of that nation. So it was very structured protocol of making sure that everybody said thank you to each other for being a part of each other's community. So the grand entry today is a kind of a part and parcel of all of those stories put together. But just as the words say, it's grand. It's all the categories, styles of dance, straight dance, cloth dance, fancy shawl dancing, fancy feather dancing, grass dancers, northern traditional, southern traditional dancers. And we invite them all in by ages, starting with our elders first and then working all the way to the tiny tots. So it really is the, I guess you could say, the parade of dancers, of all the styles of dance you'll see. For anybody coming to the powwow for the first time, it's absolutely the best time to come and enjoy. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour to bring all these dancers into the arena. We have a protocol of honoring our eagle staffs and our flags. We also have a song that we set aside just for the veterans. It opens up the arena for that opportunity. So that's the beginning protocol, but the grand entry, it all begins with that celebration of all those styles of dance and all these people coming to the community. The committee for Oneida, for example, will be handing out little bits of tobacco to say thank you for the dancers for bringing their style of dance to the arena. And they'll do that for each one, the community royalties that visit, as well as our own Miss Oneida and Junior Miss and Little Miss Oneida will be at the forefront of the grand entry. So it really is, just as it says, it's a grand opportunity for everyone to see all those styles of dance that they come into the arena for the first time.
And dances are divided between men's and women's. How are the styles of dance different?
Well, there's a lot of different styles in a powwow that you'll see throughout the weekend. On the women's side, there's a dance called the Women's Jingle Dance, which is original to this Great Lakes area. It's a traditional style of dance that has grown into a category of contest dancing. You'll see what's called the Women's Fancy Shawl Dance, which is really our contemporary very graceful style of dance that comes into the arena. All the young ladies that share that good style of dance, top-notch, physically fit, can rock and roll for every song that's put at them. And then we have also the most respected and honored category, which is the women's traditional category. Our elder women to our young women that are in that category are in the styles of buckskin and cloth. And their style of dance is a little slower, very respected style of dance throughout North America. And on the men's side, we have men's traditional dance. We have what's called men's grass dance, which is a warrior style of dance. You'll see a different style completely where they were the young warriors that would clear the area for the council meetings. And so they had a song for that. And they would you'll see them brush their style of dance is really they portray flattening out the grass so that people can sit and enjoy that console of each other. And then we also have what's known as the fancy feather dance, some call it ruffle dance as well, and that's the men's side, which is similar to the women's fancy shawl. It's the fast, very expressive style the most fit of our communities are in that category of dance. They're all young dancers, and they show their style. I shouldn't say all they're young, but majority are. And that fancy feather dance is one that showcases. We'll actually have a spotlight dance on Saturday night, where it's the men's fancy shawl versus the women's fancy shawl, men's fancy feather dancers versus women's fancy shawl dancers. It's a showcase event that everybody enjoys. Put the spotlight on them, and you'll see some of the best dancers of North America.
Talking with Art Skenendore, he is MC of the Oneida Nation's powwow this weekend. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with what questions you have about powwows. Art, can you tell us about the regalia and what the dancers wear and where this dress comes from?
Well, there's all these different styles of dance. There's different regalia that comes along with it. But I guess the primary one piece of regalia that is in both the men's and women's side and probably has the most honor and respect is the use of eagle feathers. And when we use these eagle feathers for this event, it's really about demonstrating our indigenous relationship with that natural world. And so when we use those eagle feathers, it's a reminder, we say, of this world that we're a part of is a part of that natural world. So we use, you know, for example, buckskin for some of the regalia that people wear, and the trade cloth that goes back to the treaty days. So you'll have some folks that'll be wearing cloth as well, and then all of the, of course, the beadwork is outstanding, and that is an incredible investment of time
and
craft by each individual. So when you look at one particular person in their regalia, you can celebrate with them the number of hours that it takes to sew those beads on to their regalia, to their fixing their eagle feathers in such a way that they create the bustle that shows that relationship to the natural world. Each one of them. I guess for anybody coming to the powwow for the first time, we certainly welcome you to enjoy looking at all of these styles of dance, and also to extend that respect and honor to all of those dancers for the hard work they put in to sharing their regalia with all of us as they dance.
Art, is there any etiquette you could help us with for people who have never attended a powwow?
Really, as an MC, that's part of our responsibility to make sure that we're out in front and being able to explain to people the different styles of dance, and if there's anything that is happening in the arena that requires, for example, that moment of respect where we might say we'd rather have you not use your camera right now. But it's really just about being respectful for the moment. And if there's ever a question that you have, that's all you have to do is ask. But usually as the MC, if there's ceremonial things that might be occurring in the arena, we will let everybody around the arena know that this is a moment, a respect moment, where we ask for no recorders or no cameras. But anything other than that, we certainly invite people to come and enjoy, listen to the songs, capture that moment with their, you know, used to be just the cameras, but now everybody has a smartphone, so it's your phone. Make sure you use it in the best way and most respectful way.
As we start to wrap up, are there other powwows this summer that people can check out?
Well, next weekend, for example, in Lac des Flambeaux is the Bear River powwow. Right after that is the Honor Earth powwow in Le Coup d'Oreil. And the weekend after that is a powwow up in Bad River. And then there's a powwow down in the Dells the last week of July. So you can actually go anywhere in Wisconsin, and there's at least two or three powwows going on any given weekend throughout the summer.
We're just about out of time, but I wanted to ask you, you've been to so many powwows over the decades. What is the most sacred moment for you in a powwow?
The most special moment for me is when you see your family enjoying that occasion, from the youngest to the oldest. And so I've had that opportunity. You mentioned that you were at American Indian Center.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were in there about the same time that I was. So when you look at family, it's really about enjoying those family moments. And so when you see that opportunity for people to come and you have your children sing or your children dance, and that circle is complete by that experience. And I've seen that so many times with families, that's really the highest moment of honor for me, is to see how that circle is closed by family. As
Art,
I said, the youngest to the oldest.
Art, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Art Skenendoor is Master of Ceremonies of the 47th Annual Oneida Nation Powwow. We have a link at WPR.org on the morning show page. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.